Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and a columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Mark Reuter of the Baltimore Brew. Mark, great reporting again about what's going on with the Red Line and John Patarakis, the bakery and development magnate who gave us Harbor East and now is unhappy with the path of the Red Line. Tell us what the latest is.
The latest is that John Patarakis, the bakery mogul and developer of Harbor East, had objected to the placement of the Harbor East underground Red Line station that had long been planned, approved by the environmental impact statement required by the federal government to be located at Central Avenue and Fleet Street. He objected to that because he has plans for his warehouse building there to be developed into a high-priced commercial property. And the MTA, the state that is in charge of this project, ceded to his demands and quietly moved the station a block west by the exit. It's more like two blocks west.
So, Mark, is this an example of real political power? When you start moving around rail stations,
it is what you would call clout, incredible clout, because, remember, a little over a year ago, the city won the prized acceptance by the federal government, Federal Transit Administration, of the final environmental impact statement. And when it was done, the MTA, the state, and the city told any critic, we can't change a centimeter of the route, we can't touch a single thing, because that would require a reevaluation of this plan that's been approved. And then they went ahead without any public announcement to agree to move an entire station. And this then resulted, we reported last week, that they were actually going to have to move the alignment of the line because of problems with curvature. They're actually going to move the line from what going down President Street to now going under the Falls Way and Pier 5 parking garage. And then this has also resulted in a station that is now located in Little Italy. And late last week, the Little Italy Community Association, as well as a number of the business groups in Little Italy, formally, and they said they vehemently objected to this new plan.
Mark, we need to wrap it up here, but what are they telling you about the threat to the project as a whole? Are they worried about that?
Almost everyone you talk to will say, you know, after saying, I don't like the location of the station, they then question the whole project. And the whole project has become so expensive. The latest estimated price is $2.65 billion. It would be the most expensive public work project in Baltimore's history. And so there's a lot of questions. Can we afford it? There's another very important factor. Any cost overruns, which almost is going to be inevitable for a project of this size, look at the Boston Big Dig, et cetera, has to be paid by local and state.
And, of course, there are people who say it's a new lifeline for Baltimore because so many of the new residents live along the water down there. You really need it. Maybe the clout will have killed the golden goose here. We'll find out.
We will.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
For Mark Reuter and the Baltimore Brew, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.